have to stop all.
All right, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, and you're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice instead of toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Never did like pharmaceutical drugs. Never did like the drug model. And instead, we use nutritional supplements because, folks, no matter what you're suffering from, there's a nutritional strategy that can help, and that's what this program is about. We discuss nutritional strategies for health and wellness. We also discuss skincare and ingredients and the longevity line of supplements. We're here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network. And I'm joined, as I always am, by my colleague and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hello, Doug. I owe you an apology, too, by the way, buddy.
Oh,
I forgot to say goodbye to you. My girlfriend said to me, you didn't say goodbye to Doug yesterday.
And oh, my goodness.
And I apologize for that. And she also told me I talked too much and I didn't include you. So I hope you weren't offended, buddy.
Not at all.
I wanted
always
to get
just
that.
A pleasure to be on with you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I wanted to get that. Yesterday we talked a lot about iodine. And I guess I should remind our listeners that if there's anything on the program that you feel like you want to hear more of, and I know sometimes I cram a lot of information into a short period of time, you can always get more information or you can get the same information on the archives. All our shows are archived on the Genesis Communication Network website. Go to gcnlive.com, pull down the menu with all the shows, go to the Bright Side and click on the archive link. And all our shows are up there on archive, so if you feel like you want to review some of the information or you didn't catch something, all my shows are up there on archive. And as always, you can give us a shout here live at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can also send me emails to ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. And if you want to check out my blog, and I did put a whole bunch of information up on iodine, in iodine supplementation, you can check out my blog at pharmacistben.com, pharmacistben.com. And also, if you want to join me in my mission to help inform the world about nutritional supplementation and the power of supplements and learn more about the longevity line of supplements, you can click on the bottom of the page. There's a little join now or more information link, and just click on that, and we'll send you out some more information. And I think that's all the housekeeping things that I got to do this morning. Doug, I thought we should talk a little bit more. I don't want to beat a dead horse, and everybody's talking about radiation, but I am getting some letters, and I thought maybe we could just finish up just a little bit before we move on to some new stuff. I got a letter here from a gentleman who says, I listened to your broadcast. I was confused about the dosage I need to take to fill my thyroid. Isn't 130 milligrams only for large doses of radiation? And will it be negative on my health in the long run to take that much every day? What about iodine poisoning? Well, let me tell you something. You can absolutely take too much iodine, and you want to be very careful about that. Too much iodine can mess up your thyroid just as much as too little iodine. And, Doug, what I think people aren't recognizing is that this 130-milligram dose of iodine, while there are some physicians who feel like you can take super high doses, 130 milligrams of iodine is considered the emergency dose. Potassium iodide, so-called radiation pill, which contains 130 milligrams of iodine, is considered an emergency dose. Your thyroid can only take so much iodine. So you don't. There's a level above which you're going to be into overkill, and you can indeed take too much iodine and cause some problems for your thyroid. In fact, did you know, Doug, that the iodine pill, the radiation pill, you need to take it every day?
I would say, yeah, that's true with most nutrients. You want to take them every day because you get rid of it out of your body, a lot of it.
Right. Even the emergency iodine pill, if they say it's like a one-time emergency dose, it only works for about 24 hours. So you got to keep taking the radiation pill. And by the way, we said this before, but I think it bears repeating, potassium iodide is not a panacea for all radiation poisoning. It simply works to protect the thyroid from radioactive iodine. It does not protect the thyroid. It does not protect the body from other radiation, from strontium or from cesium or from plutonium or other things that are released from a radiation disaster, from a nuclear disaster. There are, however, other nutritional components that can protect you from these other substances. For example, calcium and magnesium are wonderfully protective against strontium. Zinc is protective against radioactive zinc. Iron can be protective against plutonium. And then selenium, superstar mineral. You know, Doc Wallach's been talking about selenium for years, and he's absolutely correct. Selenium upregulates the body's main detoxifying system. And to me, and Doug, tell me what you think about this. To me, the best strategy for protecting yourself from radiation that's not a nuclear disaster that occurs in your neighborhood is to upregulate your body's detoxifying systems. What do you think of that, Douglas?
I would agree with that. And the one caveat you want to put with that as well as the iodine is that you can take too much selenium as well. So that's another
Absolutely.
One you want to be careful about as far as dosage goes. Now, a lot of the people I'm talking
well,
to...
Well, let's tell the folks, don't mean to interrupt, but you don't want to take more than 600 micrograms, 600 mcg micrograms a day of selenium. There is a top end in selenium, and it does become toxic. That being said, most of us are, unless you're supplementing, most of us are going to be deficient in this extremely important mineral, and I'll talk about why selenium is important in a second. Go ahead, Doug. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's fine. But what, as far as getting back to the iodine itself, most people I've been talking to seem to be under the impression that kelp is the best source for that. Would you agree with that?
Well, a couple things about that. Yes, kelp, and not just kelp. Kelp is used as a prototype for all sea vegetables. Kelp is not unique in its iodine content among sea vegetables. So it is all sea vegetables. And sea vegetables are kind of a catch-all phrase for plant life that grows in the sea. That includes plankton and algae and seaweeds and the likes. Most people just refer to kelp, but all seaweeds are going to be good sources of iodine. Seaweeds are also good sources of something else that I want to talk about. But a couple problems associated with kelp. Number one, you don't know how much iodine is in the kelp, because depending on where the kelp is grown, you're going to have more or less iodine. Secondly, kelp has been known to thin the blood. So if you have issues around, as we said yesterday, if you're on a blood thinner already or you've had issues around blood thinning, you're going to want to be careful about taking too much kelp. Thirdly, there are a lot of toxins in the ocean, and kelp and sea vegetables tend to absorb everything, including toxins. They grow in the ocean, obviously, so you may run into a problem with toxicity in the kelp, and so you want to be careful about where your kelp is grown. The best sea vegetables are grown in the northern part of the planet, near Finland and Scandinavia. It tends to be cleaner than the southern part, which is where all the factories are and all the industry is. So you want to know where your kelp is grown, what part of the ocean it's grown in. You want to be careful about blood thinning, and there's no guarantee, unless you have a standardized preparation, there's no guarantee on exactly how much kelp you're getting. And by the way, remind our listeners, if you have questions, 800-259-5791 is the number. So don't feel like you just absolutely need kelp. You can use bladderwrack, you can use fucus, you can use algae, and you can use chlorella, you can use spirulina. In fact, these sea vegetables are not just important sources of iodine. Couple things that stand out here, Doug. Number one, all minerals are going to be protective, because a running theme in nutrition, a running theme in the world of nutrition, is when your body gets the good stuff, it's not going to be as readily, it's not going to absorb as readily the bad stuff. So the more the good stuff you have, the less likely your body will be to take in the bad stuff. So if you are supplementing with kelp or seaweed, which is rich in minerals, you won't be taking in the radioactive minerals as readily. And today what we're talking about, Doug, is not so much a nuclear disaster as much as low levels of radiation that is coming across the weather currents, so to speak. And I don't know if you caught the Drudge Report today, but there was a super alarmist headline. UN says the plume should hit the United States by Friday. Did you read that by any chance, Douglas?
I did happen to see that, but I also noticed that Reuters has a story out where they're saying that the U.S. has showed increasing alarm about Japan's crisis as they are urging citizens to stay clear of that whole area. and they're real careful not to criticize the government, but I think they are starting to think it may be a worse problem than originally
Right, there's
thought.
A departure between the U.S. government and the Japanese government. I did read that. I want to cover this idea about the headline in Drudge, that alarmist headline in Drudge that is really, it's sort of, it's a little bit disturbing how people are exploiting this for alarmist purposes or maybe even just to sell newspapers. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. 800-259-5791 is the number. We'll take a break.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey joining you today. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network from 8 to 9 Pacific Time and from 10 to 11 Central Time. If you miss anything, you can always go to our archive shows at gcnlive.com, pull down the menu, click on the bright side, click on archives, and all my shows are up. And then if you want to check out my blog, it's pharmacistben.com. Got some, put up some good information about iodine to clarify some stuff, that some of the confusion that's out there. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, and then got an interesting letter from Justin. I want to talk about that in a moment. But, Doug, before we went to break, we were talking about this alarmist tendency that the press is kind of taking, this alarmist tack that the press is taking to induce people to read their paper, or read their articles, or click on their links. And I was checking out the Drudge Report this morning, and Drudge is always alarmist, but this was especially egregious. The in big red letters, UN: plume to hit United States by Friday, right? So, of course, I clicked on it because that's kind of scary, don't you think? Plume to hit United States by Friday.
Definitely.
And then, of course, when you read it, he says, the article, which is from the New York Times, says that, yes, there's going to be a low level of radiation that comes across the ocean, expected to hit the United States by Friday, but it is going to be a low level, and not that it's a good thing, but, folks, it's not like you need to panic with the potassium iodide. All right, I know the Surgeon General is suggesting potassium iodide, but that's not the way you want to approach this thing, in my opinion. Unless you have a nuclear disaster, what you really want to be doing is upregulating your body's detoxifying systems and giving yourself the good stuff. And before we leave this topic, unless you got a couple of things to add, Doug, or you got anything to add, I want to just cover a few non-iodine strategies for protecting yourself from radiation. Is there anything that you wanted to add to this?
No, I think you're headed in the direction I would have gone.
Okay, good. So we talked before the break, we talked last segment about minerals that will protect you from radiation poisoning, but there are other strategies also. One of the most important strategies is chlorophyll. And chlorophyll is a chelating agent. And as you'll recall, chelation means to magnetically attract, or to chelate is the Latin word for claw. So you can just think of a claw grabbing something, and that's what a chelating mineral does, or a chelating substance does. It grabs something. So we have chelated minerals, for example. Those are minerals that are attached to something. Something's grabbing them, something is clawing them, something is chelating them, something is sticking to them that makes those minerals easy to absorb. Well, chlorophyll acts like a chelating agent for heavy metals and for radiation. So anything that you eat that has chlorophyll in it will be beneficial. We've been talking about kelp, and we've been talking about sea vegetables, and we mentioned how kelp's a source of iodine, sea vegetables are a source of iodine, and they're a source of minerals, but they're also a source of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll is a wonderful all-around nutritional supplement. It's a great way to protect yourself from toxins and poisons, even above and beyond radiation toxins and poisons. And you can, of course, get chlorophyll in all your green vegetables and all your green drinks. If you're using the longevity products, the green drink, what's that name of the green drink product? Douglas, remind me.
I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
The green powder. It's a green juice powder. It's made up of greens. You just put it in water and you drink it down. Anything green is going to contain chlorophyll. You can even buy chlorophyll drops, which is straight chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is also great for bad breath because it helps chelate some of the toxicity and some of the bacteria that can cause bad breath. So it's a great breath freshener, chlorophyll is. So anything with chlorophyll is going to be beneficial for protecting you from radiation poisoning and from toxins in general. Clay, which contains minerals, are very important. Clay, bentonite clay, kaolin clay. I love clay as a nutritional supplement. Clay is an amazingly active and non-toxic, non-allergenic nutritional supplement. Clay is rich in minerals, and clay can also magnetically attract toxicity, magnetically attract radiation toxicity too. So drinking clay is a great strategy, and it's very simple to do. You buy bentonite clay, B-E-N-T-O-N-I-T-E, bentonite clay, or kaolin, K-A-O-L-I-N. I've been working with it in skincare for many years. Kaolin and bentonite are great detoxifiers topically for the skin. We make a nice acne mask with it. You can make your own masks with clay or with bentonite, but they're a great way to protect yourself from toxicity in general, and specifically these days from radiation toxicity. Then there's Celtic sea salt. If you've listened to this program, you've heard me talking about Celtic sea salt a lot. Not only is Celtic sea salt delicious, but it's also a great source of all your minerals, including iodine. I meant to talk yesterday, Doug, you suggested that I talk about iodized salt, and I don't think I got to talk about it yesterday. Iodized salt is the standard salt that you get, and that's designed to keep you at the bare bones minimum levels of iodine. It doesn't have enough iodine for most nutritional purposes. It does have enough iodine for RDA purposes, but the kind of iodine that you're getting is basically potassium iodine, potassium iodide, sodium iodide, potassium iodate, and sodium iodate. And those are not all iodine, as we talked about earlier. Those are percentages of iodine. But they're not designed to give you the good levels of iodine that you need.
Now, that's added to salt, correct?
It's added to the salt, correct?
And why is that?
To keep you from getting goiters. They were having a problem back in the 1930s where people weren't getting enough iodine in the middle part of the country. And even today, according to some physicians who practice in the middle part of the country, in Michigan and in Oklahoma and Nebraska, where they don't get a lot of sea products, there are iodine deficiencies. So people are getting goiter. Goiter is when your thyroid swells in an effort to find iodine. Remember, your thyroid is like an iodine vacuum cleaner. It's constantly on the search for iodine. And if you don't have enough iodine in your body, if you don't get it in your diet, your thyroid will swell in an effort to try to capture more iodine. That's called goiter. And there were people who were getting goiter who lived in the middle part of the country and didn't have access to seafood.
It's not in their diet and it's not in the food they're eating, correct?
It wasn't in their diet. So the government came up with their solution was to add a little bit of iodine, a very little bit of iodine, to salt. And it did take care of the goiter, but the problem was people were under the impression that because they didn't have goiter that they were getting enough iodine. But as we've been saying, iodine is important for much more than just your thyroid. Iodine is important for every single one of your endocrine glands, your hormone glands. That means your adrenal glands. That means the ovaries, the testes. That means breast tissue. That means the thymus gland. That means the pancreas, which acts like a gland. Anything that produces hormones requires iodine. In fact, every single cell in your body requires iodine. So while you may get enough iodine from iodized salt to protect you from getting goiter, that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting enough iodine, which is why you really do want to be supplementing with this stuff, even if there isn't a radiation disaster. And if this craziness about potassium iodide and radiation protection does any good, maybe it will make people aware of how important it is to get a baseline level going of good nutrition. And that's what I've been saying for years, folks. You gotta get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. And then, of course, Doug, your point about antioxidants is very well taken. Antioxidants are vital. In fact, we're gonna wind up our conversation on radioactivity by talking about antioxidants, free radicals, and then I want to get to Justin's letter about his garden. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. 800-259-5791 is the number, 800-259-5791. I'm Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we're going to take a time out.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuse and Doug Winfrey here. 800-259-5791 is the number. We're winding down our conversation about iodine. We talked about chlorophyll and selenium and clay. Before we went to break, I mentioned Celtic sea salt, which is a delicious and tasty way to get all of your great minerals and also give you some protection from radiation. And then, of course, one of the most important strategies for protecting you from radiation, from toxicity, from just all-around good health is antioxidants and taking in foods and supplements that have a high ORAC value. We'll talk about the ORAC value and antioxidants and supplements in a moment. But first, we got a phone call. Karen in Arizona, what's going on?
Yeah, I have one question. You know, I heard, you know, with your longevity
yes.
products.
Youngevity.
Is there a website for that, longevity?
Sure. Longevity, go to any ideas, Doug? Farm. You can go to check out vitaminben.com.
Vitamin Ben. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good place. Vitaminben.com.
Okay. Now, another question. You know, I always used sea salt.
Uh-huh.
And sea salt with, iodine in it.
That's right.
With the radiation that's going to be settling down from the air.
Yep.
And then with the chemtrails mixed with this radiation.
Yep.
Those sea salt will be contaminated.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Kelp and seaweed, ocean products, fish, all of it is. And your point is very well. Karen, you can only do what you could do. There's only so much we could do. We live in 21st century America. We live on the planet in the year 2011, and we've trashed our environment. We've trashed the oceans. We've trashed the groundwater. Your point is absolutely well taken, and you're absolutely right. But there's only so much you can do. You have to have the stuff, and yes, we will be suffering from some contamination in the ocean products, and things that used to be good for us won't be as good, but you're still going to get some benefits. You'll still get some benefits. And one of the neat things about the human body and the life force in general is that it tends to prefer the good stuff over the bad stuff, as we've been saying. So if there's enough iodine present in the oceans, and there's enough iodine present in the seaweed, and there's enough iodine present in the sea salt, you'll have lower levels of the radioactive and the toxic stuff. But yes, you probably will be. It probably will be affected. You're absolutely correct. There's only so much we could do, you know, until we get. Go ahead.
About real salt products that comes from the underground in Utah.
Correct. That's a little bit better. That might be a little bit better, but that's also got toxicity. I mean, we've polluted all the way down into the groundwater. So you're going to get toxins everywhere, but you're right. The mine salts might be a little bit better if you could find if you have a good source of mine salts. And there, I don't know, are there culinary salts that are available through mines? I haven't seen any.
Oh, yeah. Kansas, the state of Kansas, is full of salt mines. For years.
Yeah, culinary salts?
Yeah, that's where a lot of those salts come from. In fact, what it is, those were inland seas at one point, so it's old sea salt, basically.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Then that would probably be a better choice for you than the Celtic sea salt. That's a good point, Karen. Thank you.
And not to mention, we could also say, like the pharmaceutical industry likes to say, the benefits outweigh the risks.
Yes, the benefits outweigh the risk. If you have to do Celtic sea salt or table salt, I would still do the Celtic sea salt. But, Karen, thank you for bringing that up. Is that all? Is she gone? We lost Karen. Okay. Okay, that was a good point. Thank you for bringing it up, Karen. And, you know, it's just tragic what we've done to our environment. And maybe we'll wake up. Maybe it takes a tragedy like this to wake us up to clean energy. There's all kinds of ways that we can get clean energy. I heard a guy talking on the radio yesterday about how we have to have nuclear and we shouldn't let this disaster affect our building nuclear plants because we need the energy. But there's got to be other alternative ways that we can drive our economies. There's got to be other alternative energy sources that are clean.
There's all kinds of them. I saw I believe it was on the Discovery Channel several months ago, where out in the desert here in the United States, they're doing an experiment where they're growing certain types of algae, and the algae itself is producing energy.
Methane?
It's really more in the form of the energy that they create from being exposed to the sun.
So they just produce energy from sunlight. They turn the sunlight into energy.
Yeah.
There's also cellulose.
Process, obviously, yeah.
And they can use cellulose. They can use cellulose to produce gas. Bacteria to feed on cellulose to produce gases. There's all kinds of ways to do it. So, you know, we really got to wake up to some clean energy sources, and the time for fossil fuels and nuclear power plants may be past, in my humble opinion. But I don't want to digress too much, Doug. I want to talk about antioxidants.
Yeah. Until we get the clean energy, we probably need to ramp up on antioxidants.
Right. Antioxidants. What is an antioxidant exactly? Well, oxidation is rust. Oxidation is burning. We've said this many times on the program. When something burns, it's oxidizing. When something rusts, it's oxidizing. The classic example is a rusty nail or an apple that you leave out. If you cut the apple expose it to the air, the apple will rust. It will turn brown. That browning is called oxidation, and everybody knows if you don't want your apple to brown, you put lemon juice on top of it. The lemon juice contains antioxidants, and that in a nutshell is what oxidation and antioxidation is all about. The antioxidant value, or the measurement of antioxidancy, is something called the ORAC, ORAC, ORAC value. That stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity, and that means how well a substance absorbs oxygen or neutralizes oxygen. So high ORAC value substances neutralize a lot of oxygen. Doug, can you guess what has the highest ORAC value of all foods?
Maybe blueberries.
They're up there, but they're not the highest.
The goji.
Berries are, in general, are real high, but there's something that's almost has twice the ORAC value of blueberries.
Triple treat chocolate from
blueberries. You hit the nail on the head. Cacao, dark chocolate, triple treat chocolate. Longevity's triple treat chocolate, which is made with cacao, it's got a mega high ORAC value. 100 grams of cacao, just to give you an idea, 100 grams of cacao, which is unprocessed chocolate, has got 28,000 units of ORAC units. And the next highest, which is berries, berries are almost the next highest. They're pretty close to the next highest, is 13,400. So you get over twice as much ORAC units, ORAC value units from cacao that you do from blueberry. And yes, you're absolutely correct. That triple treat chocolate is not only very, very tasty, but it's a great way to get your antioxidants.
As well as probiotics.
As well as probiotics in the triple treat chocolate. That's right. And by the way, probiotics had their own protective value, not necessarily specific for radiation, but for the diarrhea and the intestinal problems that can be caused by radiation. Remember, radiation affects fast-growing cells because radiation poisoning works by affecting DNA, the nucleus of cells. So the faster a cell divides, the more likely it is to be susceptible to radiation poisoning in the cells of your skin and the cells of your digestive system are the two most important areas of the body that you got to work with for radiation, and probiotics can help protect the intestines from radiation poisoning. Probiotics are just one of those great supplements that everybody should be taking no matter what they have, even if they don't have anything, because probiotics are absolutely vital for almost every system in the body via the digestive connection. You know, what makes mammals distinct from other animals is that when mammals are born, we have immature digestive/immune systems. And the way nature has designed the setup is that when a baby gets mother's milk, that mother's milk helps build the intestines and build the immune system. If you're not getting breast milk, or if your mom isn't well fed and she's not well nutriated, then you're going to have a compromised digestive system, and probiotics are a great way to take care of that. I'm Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on GCN. We'll be back right after this break. 800-259-5791 is the number. Ben at KSCO.com is the email. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side for one last segment. I'm Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and skincare chemist as well. If you've got questions about skincare, about ingredients, about the longevity line of products, we're talking about radiation and antioxidancy for one last day, I promise. On the Bright Side today, the number is 800-259-5791, and you can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Ben@ksco.com. If you let's finish up talking about this antioxidants, and then I want to get to Justin's letter, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I don't want to forget that letter.
Right. So cacao, triple treat chocolate. What's the ORAC value on that stuff?
The ORAC value is nearly 17,000 per serving. It's 16,936.
So that's pretty awesome. What's it sweetened with? Does it say?
It has. Let's see. As far as the sugars go. Has 3 grams of sugar.
It doesn't say what it is, though.
No.
Okay, so it's probably not all that sweet at 3 grams of sugar. And if you want to learn more about the Triple Tree Chocolate or any of the other longevity products, go to my website, vitaminben.com or pharmacistben.com. And then there's also InfoWarsTeam.com, and you'll learn more about the longevity line of products, the ones I take, and the ones I recommend. Let's see if there's anything else I want to talk about with antioxidants. Just keep in mind, antioxidants are a great all-around way to protect your body from just general toxicity in addition to radiation toxicity. And, Doug, unless you have something else to say, this is the last thing I want to say, at least for today, about radiation, and that is it's not a question of protecting yourself in a heroic emergency sense from a big nuclear blast. That's not what we're talking about when we talk about protecting the body. We mean giving yourself baseline levels of nutrients so that you are able to withstand the vicissitudes, the ups and downs of life as they occur in a normal living condition. And that means a good nutritional supplement program. The 8 chapters of good nutrition: protein, fats, carbohydrates, fiber, water, vitamins, minerals, and trace nutrients. And the best way I know to do it is to get on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Longevity, including me. And that's it. Unless you have something else, Doug? Did I miss anything?
What's a good way to get that, as Dr. Wallach often refers to, the 90 essential nutrients?
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, buddy. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a powder. You put it in water, and you drink it. And it's a great way to get your 90 essential nutrients baseline. They still need a good diet. You know, supplementation is a must. There's no getting around that. But you still need to make sure that you're getting your plant nutrients from your diet. But the good news about nutritional supplementation is the more you supplement, the less calories you'll have to put in your system. And calories are always the enemy. So a good nutritional supplement program plus a good diet. And by good diet, I'm really emphasizing veggies, veggies, veggies. Not so much the fruits, but the veggies. And keep in mind, you know, we don't mention this, but you can be allergic to fruits and you can even be allergic to vegetables too if you have a digestive condition. And this all gets back to what I call the triangle of health or the triangle of disease, depending on how you look at it. And that's the three access points in the body that every single symptom can be backtracked to. And I want to talk about that maybe tomorrow or the next day, tomorrow or Monday. I want to talk about the triangle of health, or the triangle of disease, depending on how you look at it, which is the digestive system, the blood sugar insulin system, and the adrenal stress system. First and foremost, the digestive system, and then the two secondary systems form a triangle, and every single symptom you have can be backtracked to that triangle. And, of course, the digestive system is going to be key. Okay, let's get to this letter. Justin writes, and I thought it was interesting, I am putting out a one-acre garden this year. How can I remineralize my soil to produce fully nutritious food? Well, Doug, this gets to the whole idea about how our soils are just corrupt from the ground up. And I know you mentioned that a couple of days ago about that Senate report that came out in 1930. And like you said, we've known for 80-plus years that there's a problem with the soils because of NPK fertilizers, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium fertilizers that make plants look good, but they don't have the nutrients that they need. And if the plants don't have if the soil doesn't have the nutrients and the plants don't have the nutrients, then the animals that eat the plants aren't going to have the nutrients, and the people that eat the animals aren't going to have the nutrients. That means we're all going to suffer. So you want to make sure that when you're eating veggies, that they're coming from as mineralized soils or that you're giving yourself minerals. Well, fortunately, Justin, there's a great product that you need to know about, and that's called the Bloomin' Mineral, right, Doug?
That is correct. It's available.
Bloomin' Mineral Soil Revitalizer. Right. So given that we know all of Youngevity is one of the companies that's out there talking about the importance of minerals and the importance of mineralization, it makes sense that we would have a product for remineralizing your soils, and that's the Bloomin' Mineral. You get 75 elements, everything from carbon and lithium and silicon and magnesium to weird ones, thulium and erbium and tarbium and praseodymium and neodymium. You know, there's a lot of minerals out there that you never heard of, but they're needed in trace amounts. And one of the best ways, in fact, one of the only ways I know of to make sure that you get them in the minerals or you get them in your plants is to remineralize your soil. Get yourself some Bloomin' Minerals Soil Revitalizer. And you know what? It's literally dirt cheap. Literally dirt cheap. You're talking about less than $30 for a 2.5-pound bottle of the stuff. And that is crazy, crazy cheap. If you buy wholesale.
For the garden question, though, it does come in a 40-pound container as well. So that would probably be a little bit more along the lines if you're doing a big garden.
Right. So if you do if you want to buy a 40-pound bottle of this stuff, that's $67 wholesale. And if you want to get these products wholesale, it's real easy to do. You just sign yourself up for what is the sign-up fee to get these things wholesale? It's a $10 one-time fee,
and then you can get everything wholesale that's provided by Youngevity and its family of companies. And if you'd like to start a side business and help offset this bad economy, you have that option as well.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you get a tax write-off if you do that?
You do if the type of person that itemizes. And once you do start a business, then there are a lot of things you could write off. You could write off a lot of your vehicle expenses. And if you set up an office in your home, you could write off a certain amount of your mortgage or your rent. So there's all kinds of advantages.
And that's for $10, right?
$10.
So for $10, for $10, just a one-time fee of $10, you get yourself not only wholesale prices on products, but you get a tax write-off if you're clever.
That's correct.
For $10.
Yes.
Now, that's a no-brainer. You can't.
Certainly is.
You cannot do that. So you can get wholesale products, great products wholesale, and you get a tax write-off on things like your office, your home office, or your mileage in your cars, or in your car if you're driving around or whatever. And if you really want to build a business, you can get a tax write-off on that also, on any kind of flyers or promotions that you may do. If you want more information on how you get aboard with the Longevity line of products, get on my website or my blog, pharmacistben.com. I'm always updating the blog. There's a lot of good information up there anyway. So if you like what you hear on this program, you're going to like what I'm putting up on the blog as well. And if you're interested in learning more about this whole iodine controversy, I have one article up there that I put up yesterday. All right, we're winding down the program. Let me see if there's anything I wanted to cover that I did not. No, I don't think so. Let's do. Okay, that's it. All right, so if you want to send me an email, it's ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. It takes me a while to get back to you sometimes with the emails because I get swamped with emails, especially after I go on Alex Jones or do one of the other programs. But I will get back to you, so send me your emails, and I love hearing from you. You can also look me up on Facebook. A lot of people are sending me notes on Facebook. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, on the Genesis Communication Network. So if you like what you hear, tell your friends. And if I said something that you didn't quite catch or you want to hear again, all the shows are archived. So you want to go to the Genesis Communication Network website, which is GCNlive.com, and there's a little pull-down menu. You pull down, look for the bright side, click on it. You'll see my smiley face, and there's a little link on there for archives, and all my shows, I think since last November, are all archived on there, and there's a lot of good information. I know I talk fast. I know I give you tons of information, but that is my mission, folks. I want everybody to see the human body like I see the human body, as a living, thriving, dynamic system that is resilient and forgiving and powerful and divinely designed to renew itself, regenerate itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs correct nutrition to do its job. It needs raw materials to do its job. And those are the raw materials that we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. And I have dedicated my life, and I will continue to dedicate my life to you. If you feel like you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, this is a message for you. If you've had it with doctors and drugs and HMOs and hospitals and health insurance and medicine, the medical model in general, this is a message for you. It's logical. It's sensible. It's a great alternative. You will feel better once you incorporate the nutritional supplement program into your life. All right, Doug, that's it, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. For Doug Winfrey, for myself, Ben Fuchs, remember, as always, folks, live from the bright side. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.